Thanks for calling Mind Reading. If you know the extension of the person you are trying to reach, please dial that now. For sales, Terry, 164, Kevin Smith, 105, Howard in Accounting, 149, Project Managers, Nico, 151, Kim, 137, Leo, 141, and Kelly, 150.
Please wait a moment.
Howard, so can I help you?
Hey, is Ed there?
Ed
Eduardo?
Not he's not.
No?
He's about later this afternoon.
This afternoon, okay. Do you know what time?
I want to say probably, well, he'll probably be probably back towards this way, probably in an hour, but I'm sure he'll hit lunch somewhere around that
okay,
time.
Okay, so probably in like 3 hours or something then.
yeah, definitely. I'd say after 2:30, he should definitely be here.
Okay, perfect. Well, maybe you can help me out.
Sure.
Is there someone else around that handles the financing for the company? Maybe like an office manager?
Yeah, I could probably help you.
Okay. So I just wanted to follow up on a finance offer we sent out to you guys.
Okay.
We saw that you guys do some business with Dell Financial for your equipment. So we pre-approved you guys for some additional equipment financing and some working capital. So
okay.
Do you know if there's anything coming up where Ed might want some?
There is, yes. Was this one under Spine or is this under the brewery?
Sorry, what was that?
Which company is this under? Because we have three companies.
Oh, I see. This is under Arcade?
Arcade. Well, Arcade is basically Spine 3D now. So, but,
okay. What about the other ones?
MIA?
Mm-hmm.
Am I brewery? Yeah. Oh, we all need equipment. Yes.
Oh, okay.
In financing needs, yes.
Okay. What type of equipment are you guys looking to buy?
Basically, depending on which company it is. Spine, I know we have some computers for the farm, rendering farm that's coming due September to actually are coming up, I think, next month, actually. But, yeah, there's... plenty of computers need to be redone because our leases are, our 36 months are coming up on a bunch of stuff within the next.
Okay.
For pretty much majority of our stuff. But then,
okay.
On top of that, then we have, for the brewery, we have equipment, tanks for the beer.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
So, and if you do construction as well, you always have, needs.
Yeah. What's the name of the brewery again?
It's MIA Brewing Company.
Brewing Company. And is that also based out of Doral?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're looking to update computers in August and then brewing tanks in September or something like that?
Tanks will probably be... we just ordered some now, so we need to spot them, basically. So, if you... Those will probably be... You do the fair market and then the buyouts and the regular,
Oh, did you buy it already?
We did, three of them, but we're going to buy more. It's just, we just bought three and just came in this.
Oh, shoot. How much do they normally cost per container?
The tank, depending on what size, but the tanks we just bought were about, I want to say, $21,000
each. $21,000 each? Okay. And when are you looking to bring on the three additional ones?
In the next few months, but we also have, what are we doing next? So we want to do... There's other ones, most of the tanks that we order, we just ordered another, another piece of equipment, which is 32, came in yesterday. So there's a bunch of different equipments that's coming in, but they all range, from $18,000 to $50,000, basically.
Okay.
So,
for the last tank that you got, did you guys finance those, or did you guys pay cash?
We just paid cash, because, we didn't have financing available at the time, so we just paid
cash.
Oh,
I see. Well, you guys used up a lot of cash then.
We do, yes.
Okay. So you guys have maybe $100,000 or even $150,000 in equipment coming up?
Yes.
Yeah, I probably don't want to use all of your cash then for that.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we proved that we can go through basically the paperwork to get the financing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can do that for you guys. Do you guys already have are you guys going to buy it from the same vendor? Or other different vendors?
Generally, most of our computers, it can be the same vendor in Octonet. That's we have leases with HP, Lenovo, VAR Resources, Direct Capital. We have a variety of them, depending on where we go source those computers, and they generally have their own financing company. So,
okay, how many computers are you buying?
Generally, just the farm itself has 40 farms, 40 computers. We have for staff probably another, probably another 40. So in general,
so 80
computers.
It's a lot of computers.
A lot of computers, but the leases are sporadic throughout the years. Different terms, but I know there are some coming due this year. A bunch.
Okay. How much does it cost per computer?
It ranges anywhere between $700 and $900 per computer for the regular, and then if you do the max, it could be anywhere.
The max are expensive.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, so mostly it'd probably be like HP and then some, maybe a couple Macs?
Mostly, HP, Macs, Dells.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, and would you need to purchase like a computer system, like a software for all of them too?
Sometimes yes. Sometimes we go through another vendor for that.
Oh, okay. Okay, because all that would fall under our equipment financing and... so we can definitely do that for you. Which one is coming up first? It sounds like you have a lot of plans coming up. Let's work on the one that's coming up, immediately, and then we can, continue the relationship. And then, once we get the financing in place, you actually, the next time you do a finance with us, you get better terms, better rates, for the relationship, basically.
Gotcha. Well, for the most part, there's like one computer coming up. Not sure what I'm doing with that. And that's coming up in August. The next batch is September 8th. That's 10 computers.
Okay.
And then November is another 10 computers. And then I know in the first of the year, we have another 20 computers in January.
Oh, in January. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we probably should maybe we can combine, like the August and the September one together, but like 9 computers.
We probably want to order the other one until they're closer, because
That's true. Yeah, you don't want to be sitting there.
Exactly.
Doing nothing. Okay, sounds good.
Exactly. Yeah, all your terms are basically 12, 24, 36, or do you have stuff longer as well?
We have 24, 36. We have 2 to 5 years.
2 to 5 years, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which one do you guys mostly prefer?
Well, usually we do 36, but 24 we use on occasions.
Okay, cool.
And then, now is this a pre-approved, or we have to fill out the applications and et cetera?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we pre-approved you based on like your D&B credit profile, and obviously financing you guys done with Dell Financial, but it's for Arcade, but... I'm sure you guys, have a good D&B credit profile for the MIA brewery, sounds like. We just need an application and then just, quotes for the pieces of equipment that you want to purchase. And then just need 4 months of bank statement and just the application itself. So it's just really 4 things. The application, 1 page, the quote, tax return, and bank statement. That's it.
Okay. The tax returns on the companies?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, so are the tanks coming up in August, too, or are they in September?
If we have the financing, I'm sure they would do it. We need to buy when we have the cash. But I'm sure there is, and I know we're doing some construction over there as well, so we'll be doing some remodeling, renovations. So I'm not sure if we do that, or it's just on equipment itself.
No, we do that too. Usually what our customer, it goes hand in hand when you, purchase new equipment, you're usually growing and you would need new space to put the new equipment in. So what our customers normally do is we do working capital loans too. And so what that is basically, capital that you can use towards, whatever you need. So you can use it towards paying payroll, the materials, the expansion, anything that's needed for that.
And how's the payout on that? How are the terms on those?
Mm-hmm. So for the working capital loans, it ranges from 3 months to 36 months, and then anything in between. And then the terms, we have daily, weekly, or monthly payment. And then what we do is once you get approved and you say yes to the terms, we deposit the money straight into your checking account. And then from that same checking account, we do automatic ACH from it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And normally we can free up about 10 to 15% of the gross annual sales as unsecured cash. So to give you an idea, you know, what was your sales like last year?
The last year on the brewery was about $2 million. This year probably closer to $4 million.
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to look you guys up.
Yeah, you already passed last year's number, so.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. Yeah. So based on the $4 million, on the low range, we can free about $400K for you guys. And in high range, it goes to like $500,000-$600K.
Okay.
Yep. How much would you need? Do you guys already have kind of like quotes or any idea on how much it's going to cost for the renovation?
Well, I'm thinking it would be somewhere around $200. For the 200. And then we probably need another 200 maybe for kitchen equipment and new furniture or furniture size.
Okay.
Basically, we have one suite that we have everything in. We have a tap room or basically a restaurant. Mm. We just purchased a suite next to it or leased it. And now we're going to open it up to, you know, more seating, tables, et cetera.
Oh, okay. Wow. Sounds like you guys have a lot going on.
Yeah. Busy.
Yeah, so what we can do is I can split up the loan or the program for you guys. So $200K just the capital, and then $200K for the equipment.
Okay, yeah.
You know.
That would be probably good.
Cool. And then when is this renovation starting?
They just want to get the plans now from the architect. We have to go before the city, so it might be 30 days.
Oh, wow. It's coming up. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So yeah, we definitely want to get the process started so you guys know what you guys are working with.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, if you want to send me the paperwork, you can do howard@spine3d.com, and I'll get the ball moving.
Okay. Howard at what was that?
Spine S-P-I-N-E 3D.
.com. Okay. So it's S-P-I-N-E-D S. S-D?
S-P-I-N-E, number 3, letter D as in dog.
Okay, .com. S-P-I-N-E-D, 3D, .com.
No D, it's fine, and then 3D.
Okay, cool, got it. Okay, so I'll go ahead and send this over to you, and then I'll send you the two applications, one for equipment and one for capital. And then it just needs 6 months of bank statements, most recent business tax return. And then for your brewery, do you guys have like a tasting room too?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay. Cool. And it's then
54 taps and seats about 180, I would say.
Wow, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, I'm actually. I don't know if you can see on your phone or not, but I'm actually calling from San Diego, where I'm in like the middle of, you know, like Ballast Point and like Green Flash and all that. Yeah, right in the middle.
Same thing. Yeah, we're the same thing. Look us up. MI Brewing Company. We have, you know, Miami Wise, Tourist Trap, Triple. You know, we have a few different beers.
Oh, nice.
Beers, but we're in the market, all state of Florida. Slowly moving out.
Are you one of the bigger ones in Florida right now?
We are, I want to say, the third, I want to say. We have Cigar City, then Funky Buddha, and then us. We're getting up there. We're in the top 10 in the state, you know, in tap rooms, so.
That's good. And, I mean, craft brewing is, you know, it's getting so popular now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so good market to be in.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I tried brewing one time. It's so hard, you know, getting the temperature correct and having all
exactly.
the doing it inside the house. It's just not enough space.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yes, we started with little space and we just grew into a monster space. So.
Yeah, you always start with the 5 gallon and you know, go from there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Alrighty. So I'll go ahead and send this over to you, and then if you have any, you know, like quotes or you know, invoices for any of the equipment that you guys are looking to purchase already going into the expansion. You know, like the furniture that falls into equipment financing too. You know, anything that you need that's not just capital. We can put that under all equipment because usually equipment is a little bit, you know, equipment financing is usually a little bit cheaper, you know, because it's not unsecured.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Are you guys working with anyone else right now to get this financing in place?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
We reached out to actually to Wells Fargo, actually. And actually, there is one at Wells Fargo. So,
okay.
Waiting to hear back from them.
Oh, I see. Okay. Are they the bank that you guys normally lean on for financing?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
For financing, no, but for they have, you know, our
for like
account.
day-to-day operation.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Do you guys have like a line of credit with them?
No. You know, it's not even checking accounts.
Mm.
We try to do pay everything cash. We don't owe anyone anything, so you know, when we could. So, but we
Right,
do
that's
do
true.
short-term leases, yeah.
Right, because you usually pay the other stuff with cash, so you don't
Yeah.
really owe any money or anything.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And then, obviously you're just in the beginning stages of this expansion. Do you know what
Right.
type of return you might be getting from this? Like
It's
return
hard
on
to say.
investment? Yeah, it's
With
kind of hard to say.
tanks,
Yeah.
tanks is easier to, you know, because we know what we're gonna make on each tank. It's basically like $6,000 in profit a tank per month.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, but putting it in the kitchen is not a, you know, a big return on that because we have a what's it called, a food trailer right now. It's basically taking it from the outside and putting it in the inside. So it's not gonna be much difference in that. It's sort of a wash, but the additional space inside, yes, so we'll have more seating and so.
Okay, so you'll be able to, have like basically you order food and you can drink your beer at the same
Right,
time.
exactly. Yes.
Okay, and food is, pretty good profit in that.
Yeah, no, definitely a good profit on that. Right now we have an outside vendor, but when we build the kitchen, we're going to bring it inside and we'll oversee that.
Okay, so you guys have like food trucks that come out.
We have a food truck that's permanently there. We have a company that comes and runs it. So we just make a little bit off the top. We don't make too much of it, but once it comes inside, it'll be all underneath our umbrella. Then
Okay.
our relationship will be terminated.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll reap the benefits.
Yeah, exactly. For the kitchen equipment, do you have like a vendor you're looking to buy that from already too?
I think we do have some quotes on the equipment. I
Okay.
could probably grab those from
Okay, yeah, that'd be
somebody.
perfect. Okay, yeah. So we'll just need that so we can take a look at everything and get you
Sure.
qualified for it.
Okay.
Alrighty. Are you the obviously we've been talking for so long and I mean obviously your name
Controller.
is Howard. But
Yeah,
are you like
exactly.
the are you part owner
Controller.
of the
I'm the
our
controller.
controller? Okay.
Yep.
I got the right person then, right on
You
the
did.
phone.
You did. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send it over to you and then do you know when you might be able to get some of the quotes and the bank statements
I think
and the
give me a week to
application?
get everything together.
Okay.
And application I could probably get, you know, within maybe tomorrow. But the quotes will might take me a little longer.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we can just start with whatever you have right now and I can start compiling into
Sure.
a portfolio and then as you keep sending it in, I can just keep adding on to the thing 'cause it sounds like you're going to have a lot of different things that you need to purchase.
True. Now, what if I don't know, because some companies would. If I, since we already bought it, could we send you the invoice and then you just pay us back and then we just go on a lease to buy it?
Oh yeah, we do the lease buybacks.
Yeah, so that's
Yeah,
another
so for
option as well.
the yeah, so it's like the tanks that you guys the three tanks that you guys bought for
Right.
$21K each, we can
Right.
do that where we do a lease buyback. Sometimes they have you have to do it within like a time window. Do you know for your certain your particular vendor, is there anything is there like a deadline for that?
I don't know. Well, if we paid for it, wouldn't you pay us and then you just take how would that work? Yeah. Like something Bank of America done before, another financing company did before, they we bought it already, so they basically just paid us and then they just took over the the lease and that until it paid off. Yeah.
Yeah, we do that too. Why don't we start with that one then first? Because
Sure.
that usually is time sensitive. Do you
Right.
have like the proof of do you still have the proof of payment for those tanks?
Yeah, I can get that.
Yeah.
No
Okay.
problem. Yep.
How about we start with that one? Can you send those invoices in first, and then we can work on that, and then we can go, and then we can do the expansion part afterwards?
Sure. Not a problem.
Okay. Perfect. And do you know when you might be able to send those invoices in?
Probably tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, those should be easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Alrighty. Sounds good. It's been great talking to you. I'll go ahead and
Yeah,
send
you
this
too.
over to you right
All right,
now, and
perfect.
then we'll touch base tomorrow about the lease buyback.
All right, sounds good. All
Okay, thanks.
right, thanks. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.